to think about. You might be tempted to jump right in and start cleaning. You're motivated, you want to make changes, and that's great. But before you get started, it's important to understand why you feel the way you do about cleaning, what you'd like to accomplish, and what's standing in your way. What do you want from your home? Why can't you get it? How can you get started? What do you do when life happens? What's your end game? Listen, let's just get this out of the way. Cleaning is terrible, and almost no one likes it. It can be hard to motivate yourself to do something you hate, especially if you feel like there's no payoff. So before you start, it's a good idea to know where you want to end up. Picture that all your hard work has paid off and your home is in its ideal state. What does that look and feel like for you? Choose the words that fit best and add your own. Bright, warm, cool, calm, cozy, spacious, soft, sleek, comforting, minimal, familiar, inviting, organized, quiet, active, serene, lively, tranquil. What's the first thing you want to do in your ideal home? Have friends over? Cook a big family dinner? Retreat to work on art? Sit and read your favorite book? Write about how you're going to want to use your space once you have it how you want it. Wouldn't it be nice to have people over? How does your home make you feel? It's no surprise that the state of your home can evoke strong emotions. Ideally, those emotions would all be positive, but realistically, they probably aren't. Figuring out how your environment makes you feel can help you learn how to make it better. Choose the emotions that come to mind when you think of your home. Stressed out? Angry? Resentful? Discouraged? Depressed? Anxious? Guilty? Frustrated? You matter enough to have a nice place to live. How would you like it to make you feel? Calm? Peaceful? Accomplished? Organized? Happy? Proud? Content? I make no secret of the fact that I would rather lie on a sofa than sweep beneath it. Shirley Conran, Superwoman. Where's your retreat space? Everyone should have at least one spot in their home where they can fully relax, renew, and forget that the rest of the world even exists. Do you have a space like that? If not, think about where you could create one. What might make a good retreat space? If you could make your dream retreat space, what would you like it to be or to have? What kind of seating, decor, what colors are you imagining? Are there plants, pictures, etc.? Roadblocks. Everyone has their own reasons why cleaning is difficult, whether those reasons are external or internal, physical, mental, or emotional. Think about what acts as a roadblock for you, preventing you from getting your mess under control. Once you identify why this is hard for you, you can start figuring out how to work with or around your roadblocks. Choose any of the reasons that apply to you or list your own. Mental illness, disability, chronic illness or pain, learn to hate cleaning in childhood, don't know how, work or school full-time, live with someone who makes it difficult, just don't feel like it, doesn't feel worth it. As far as I'm concerned, a house should look lived in, and I consider it clean as long as I don't stick to it and it doesn't give me cholera. Jenny Lawson, Let's Pretend This Never Happened, a mostly true memoir. Failure is a gift. Chances are, if you've picked up this journal, you've tried and failed to get your mess under control in the past, maybe even a whole bunch of times. You might be feeling like a failure, and that's okay. But there's always an opportunity to learn from our failures. So let's try that before you get too down on yourself. Think about what you've tried. Why do you think you didn't succeed with it? What part or parts didn't work for you or your life? Why did you ultimately give up? Why did you start this journal? Good news. No matter how many times you've tried, you can always start again. And with the right outlook, you can't fail because you can begin again whenever you want. Every day is a new opportunity for success. Feeling like a failure one day? The clock resets right away and you have a fresh chance all over again. It's not a failure, it's an opportunity to try again. It doesn't have to be perfect, it just has to be better. Letting go of perfectionism. So many people avoid cleaning up because we feel like if we can't do it perfectly or completely, why bother doing it at all? That's totally understandable, but it's one of the reasons self-proclaimed perfectionists are often drowning in our own crap without ever getting it under control. Letting go of the idea that everything needs to be completely and perfectly done can be difficult, but embracing good enough instead of perfect can help you get started and get your mess under control, even if it's only a little bit at a time. If you consider yourself a perfectionist, try setting a timer for 5, 10, or 20 minutes and cleaning up what you can in that time. When the timer goes off, make yourself stop. Once you've done this, look around. Does it look any better than it did when you started? Describe what you see. Try to keep working this way when you can. You'll eventually train yourself to let go of perfect and be content with good enough. What are you holding on to because of guilt or other emotions? Emotion can keep us hanging on to things we should have gotten rid of long ago, whether it's sentiment because of the person associated with an item or guilt about a gift we feel we need to keep forever. Emotion can rule out decisions about what to keep and what to get rid of. Things don't have feelings, though, so really, you only need to worry about your own. List a few things you'd get rid of if not for the emotion keeping you from doing so. Gifts we don't really want can cause us a great deal of stress. For the most part, though, if the giver knows that you have received their gift and enjoy it, this part doesn't need to be true, you are not obligated to keep it forever. You can get rid of gifts. It's okay. They're yours now, and it's up to you to decide their fate. If you don't love it, you don't have to keep it. Start where you are. It's easy to be so overwhelmed by your mess that you feel like there's nowhere to start. When you feel that way, chances are you're just not going to start at all, and that's not doing you any good. Guess what, though? You can start anytime, wherever you and your mess are. Think of that one thing about your home that's stressing you out the most. You're probably going to be tempted to say everything, but try to pick one thing that stands out a little more from everything else. Dirty kitchen, multiple months' worth of clothes to put away, a cluttered and unusable dining room table. Write it down. You're going to start there. Set a timer for 20 minutes and do what you can in that time. When you're done, come back and record how you feel now that the first 20 minutes are done. This is part of what I meant about housework. If it isn't important, what is? If it isn't done honorably, where is honor? Ursula K. Le Guin, Voices. Reward planning. Wouldn't it be great if we were all motivated to do things simply for the satisfaction of doing them? Unfortunately, it so rarely works that way. We're human. We like nice things, and we hate having to work hard if there isn't anything in it for us. Rewards are great and can take many different forms. When you think about how to reward yourself, don't just think about material things. Also consider experiences that you enjoy. Rewards don't have to cost money or take a lot of effort. They can be as simple as taking a walk in nature or playing with a pet or relaxing with a video game. What rewards, big or small, tangible or intangible, might motivate you to do some not fun tasks? Revisit this list as often as you need to. It's important to feel like your hard work is paying off, and aside from the feeling of accomplishment you'll have, a reward you enjoy is a great way to avoid feeling like all your work has been in vain. So you think you're beyond help. Sometimes it's all going to feel completely hopeless. You've tried so many times, and nothing seems to work. It's no surprise that feeling that way might lead you to believe that nothing will get better. Some good news, though. No matter how bad it is, no matter how long you've been trying and failing to deal with your mess, it can get better. You can make it better. You're using this journal because you still want to succeed and you're willing to try again. What's one tiny thing you can do right now? Don't think about the big picture. Think about something that'll take just a minute and that won't take a lot out of you. Here are a few ideas if you can't come up with anything. Throw away some trash. Collect dishes from the room you're in. Put a few things away from the nearest flat surface. Wipe down a countertop. Put some dirty clothes in the hamper. Put a few pieces of clean clothes away. What can you do that's quick and easy? Okay, now, go do that. Once it's done, check in with how you're feeling. Does everything still feel hopeless? If no, give it another shot with another tiny task. And this mess is so big and so deep and so tall, we cannot pick it up. There is no way at all. Dr. Seuss, The Cat in the Hat. Feeling discouraged? Sometimes it's difficult to celebrate our progress when we haven't accomplished as much as we'd like to. We tend to look at accomplishments as finish lines, not as checkpoints along the way. But this can prevent us from making progress. Try reframing your perception of progress by keeping track of what you have done, as opposed to what you haven't. Instead of feeling discouraged at all the work left to do, let yourself be motivated by, and proud of, what you've completed. List 5 home-related things you've accomplished recently, no matter how small. It counts even if it's just a part of a larger project, even if it seems insignificant. You can start over again anytime. Someone is dropping by in 20 minutes. Do those words make you want to freak out a little bit? A lot? Is there swearing involved? Be honest. How would you feel if you found out right now that an unannounced guest was en route to your home? How long, realistically, do you think it would take to get your home guest ready? Do you think your guests deserve a better version of your home than the one you live in every day? Why or why not? Think about the concept of company ready and ask yourself what you ready looks like. Would you want the everyday reality of your home to be a version in which anyone can stop by at any time? If your house is really a mess and a stranger comes to the door, greet him with, "Who could have done this? We have no enemies." Phyllis Diller. Things you can do on a depression pain day. Some days you want to do more than you're physically able to do. If you're living with mental illness, chronic pain, or physical disability, it's important to work within what the circumstances of your life will allow. But just because you're having an off day doesn't mean you can't accomplish anything. You just have to figure out some workarounds. What are some ways you can adapt tasks? Are there things you can do seated instead of standing? Can you relocate to do the task in a more comfortable place? Remember, working within your limitations when it comes to illness, disability, or pain does not mean you're lazy. Don't apply standards that don't take into account the realities of your life. Instead, focus on what you can do and have done. Write down some small tasks you can do on especially bad days. Remember, every little bit counts. When you're having a low-energy day, revisit this list as needed. Reward yourself. Pick one thing from each column, do the not fun thing first, and reward yourself with the more fun one after. Not fun. Clear off the nearest table, nightstand, etc. Wash dishes for a few minutes. Put away a few pieces of clothing. Throw away several pieces of trash. Put away a couple things within your reach. Take a shower and change your clothes. More fun.